including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden is just minutes away from his pull-aside with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit in Japan. The one-on-one comes as Mr. Biden rethinks U.S. air support for Kyiv's battle with Russia. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from Ukraine.
More aid has been pledged, including a whopping nearly $3 billion military package from Germany and an announcement from the U.K. and the Netherlands that they are building an international coalition to help procure F-16 fighter jets for Ukraine. Followed by a stunning U-turn from the U.S., which has previously insisted it was not feasible to send the advanced jets to Kyiv. President Biden now says the U.S. will train Ukrainian pilots.
The White House says President Biden is ready to jump back into those stalled debt ceiling talks. He's scheduled to speak with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy by phone before heading back to Washington. The horse National Treasure comes up big, winning the Preakness Stakes. But the win comes hours after another horse owned by Bob Baffert suffered a catastrophic leg injury and had to be euthanized. He tried to collect his thoughts on NBC.
To win this, it's losing that horse today really hurts, but I'm happy for Johnny. He got the win. I have a great team. I got my boy with me. I'm sorry, but it's been a very emotional day.
The second privately funded flight to the International Space Station is set for an afternoon launch. Neither Axiom Space nor businessman and pilot John Schaffner will say how much his seat costs, but he tells CBS News he hopes the price will eventually come down.
It was expensive in the early days of aviation when the first commercial airplanes were developed. I mean, only it took people of means to get on that. And now we have a commercial aviation sector that everyone enjoys. And I look forward to when the same thing happens for space.
Remembering a page-turner for the ages, British novelist, essayist, and nonfiction author Martin Amis.
A writer's accomplishments are often measured by his impact on others. New Statesman editor George Eaton says he can't overstate the impact Martin Amis had on his readers.
Everyone who read Martin Amis, certainly a lot of people who read Martin Amis, came away wanting to be a writer.
Amis is best known for novels like Money, A Suicide Note, London Fields, and The Information. A film adaptation of his 2014 novel, The Zone of Interest, has just premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. His agent says Amis died at his home here in Florida after a battle with cancer. Martin Amis was 73. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And this is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Anywhere else, what is on is you. Don't be so mean when I want you to be nice. When I told you once, I told you twice. Don't be so mean when I want you to be nice.
This is a double dip of Heavy Looks to kick off your Saturday night. Shake Me Up, Gaslight before that from their 2022 Apathy album. Heavy Looks next show is with the Earthlings and Free Dirt at the Burr Oak on Friday, June 16th. Good evening, everybody. How you doing? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. Terry Barr is off tonight. Rocker and I are hanging out.
Yo-ho.
Holding the fort down. How you doing tonight, brother?
I am doing awesome, Jimmy. This weather is amazing. Oh, and driving here through the city, you really know it's summer in Madison when, you know, when the students take off.
I mowed today. The first time in about 2.5 weeks, I mowed.
Uh-oh.
And it was like a jungle. It was bad, dude.
I still have some super long areas in my lawn, but I'm trying to hold out to June.
I love the bees. I was very conscious. If I saw a bee, I gave them right away. I yielded to the bee. There's still plenty of flowers and weeds in the backyard along the fence.
Yeah.
I'm going to bed with a clear conscience, and I mowed my lawn, and my wife is happy.
Well, that's good. That is a good thing, Jimmy.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit tougher for me. It's...
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it, but, you know.
Call in the reinforcements. Set the mower on high and go to town, man. Hey, we got a good show for the people tonight, man. As always, the show is packed, and we got so much talent coming in, Rocker.
Jimmy, Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Eckberg, she is going to be in to talk about the upcoming deadlines for the Citywide Music Festival in Madison. Beth Kelly, 5 years and 3 surgeries later, Beth Kelly Band releases the new album. She'll tell us what that's all about. Quinton Kufal, Terry Barr spoke with Quinton, and if you love a good drum solo, you'll love Quinton Kufal. Terry talks with the Wisconsin-born drummer to learn what it's like to play solo shows, where you can see him in action, and how they've now bonded over the band Kiss. So that should be pretty interesting. And tonight, Jimmy, the Devil's Lair, Leah Ina Marie Raku, she is going to be in the Devil's Lair after having to cancel a couple weeks ago. So we've been looking forward to this. She's back in the studio, and the performer, music teacher, and singer-songwriter from Wanawak, Wisconsin, she's in the studio to perform live in the Devil's Lair. And Jimmy.
Yeah, man. Maxi Kevy at 10 o'clock. We got Never End on the show tonight, plus Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. That starts at 10.
6 to midnight. We got it all covered.
We do. We got you covered. Hey, you know, next weekend we're off. It's Memorial Day weekend, and I need a little help. I need some grilling tips. I'm doing a backyard barbecue with Mrs. K and Dottie and hanging out. Might have E-Dub over. Maybe Rocker will come over for a brat. But I want to do some ribs and maybe a rib roast or some rib tips on a grill. I want your grilling tips. What are you grilling in your backyard this holiday weekend? How are you grilling it? Tell me all your secrets. Direct grilling, indirect grilling, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Rocker, let's talk about meat on the fire.
You got it, Jimmy. That's my specialty.
Right after the Earthlings here, they're playing a show with Heavy Looks, as I told you. Also, they're playing at the Marquette Waterfront Festival on the main stage Saturday, June 10th. It's Sticky Heart, the Earthlings, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. Original local music from Wisconsin with the Earthlings on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. How you doing? What are you grilling this Memorial Day weekend? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY-ROCK. Not only what are you grilling, but I want some good grilling tips for foods like ribs. Maybe some like some rib tips. I love ribs. You know Uber Doug, our mutual friend Uber Doug, right?
Yeah, the crawdaddy guy.
Yes, but he's also he's a headstander and he can grill ribs. He has a smoker
at the same time.
Yeah, it's amazing. the guy's a genius. Stands on his head and smokes his ribs at the same time.
Wow!
And they're so delicious and so yum.
Well, and,
go ahead. How do you do ribs?
Well, okay, I don't do ribs. Mama Rocker does ribs, but Rocker doesn't do ribs.
Right.
But what I would say is, you know what? I'll give you a tip that you can use for really any meat. But I like getting sirloin, the top sirloin, right? Okay. Okay. It's kind of a lesser expensive
right.
meat, and people don't like it because it's tough. Mm-hmm. So tenderization, Jimmy.
Yes.
And so what I do...
Pound your meat.
No, I don't even pound it. What I do is I take it, and I take a fork, and I just like stab it a million times in every single place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Totally kind of use more salt than you probably should. Let it sit for at least 30 minutes.
Yes.
Come to room temperature.
Yep.
And then when you cook it, only let it come to 125 on the inside. And then I finish it off in the tin foil with garlic butter.
Yes, because it's cooking when you're letting it rest.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's how you get, and it's just like, you know, watch some YouTube videos on it. Hey, that's how I learned, right? Everything's on YouTube.
One thing I've noticed over the years of grilling bratwurst, and I love bratwurst, and I look at grilling bratwurst as an art form. I really do. But, you know, I used to put them in a beer bath on the grill, but I found that really dries the brat out.
Really?
Yeah. The inside of the brat is not juicy.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to put it on the fire, cook it just on the fire, get a good sear on it, and then let the brat rest like the steak, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's the juices, when you bite in that bratwurst for the first time and the juices, it's like, it's heaven.
So what do you do with the beer then, Jimmy?
Well, you drink the beer, of course.
Oh, okay. So you're just saying, you know, don't waste the beer on the brat.
Right.
Just drink the beer.
Right, right.
With the brat.
Pre-soaking the brats before putting them on the grill, that works too.
Really?
But I don't like putting the heat on with the beer because it draws the moisture out. 844-967-2789. What are your grilling tips? We'd love to hear about it. We got the Max track of the week coming up here in just a moment. Right now, the cancellations on Max Inc. Radio.
When you look to the sky, do you see an O-9? Or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence run while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you more? Why does he keep taking you more? When you see your reflection, is it marred with deception? Now do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call up? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking?
It's the cancellations and taking you to war on Max Inc. Radio. Good news, the cancellations are coming back to Madison for a couple of shows. They'll be at Butch's Bar up in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin on June 8th, gearing up for the Steel Bridge Songfest. And then they'll be in Madison on June 10th at the High Noon Saloon for an early patio show with We Should Have Been DJs. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison: Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Marie Rose Ekberg from Make Music Madison is here. We'll have a chat with her in just a couple of minutes. Time now for the Max Track of the Week, where we feature a brand new song that is a must listen to. Sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. For tonight's Max Track of the Week, we head up to Oshkosh, Wisconsin for some brand new poppy punk from the Present Age. The Present Age is a four-piece band that's been around since 2017, describing themselves as art punk, according to their Bandcamp page. The Present Age is releasing a new album later this year called Radio Static Intelligible. In the meantime, this past Monday, they released a two-song release called Working Evil and I Feel Electric. The song Working Evil, as explained by the band, is a punk song about madness. You can grab this two-song release for free on their Bandcamp page right now. Tonight's Max track of the week is The Present Age and Working Evil on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchases also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
This is Mike.
And this is Wendy.
From Sunspots.
And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
Radio, we are local music. Eat Out My Heart, that's Sunspot from their 2007 album, Neanderthal. I was going to play some new Sunspot, but yeah. I decided to Let's pull out some old stuff. It always works out well. Plus, we'll tell you about a show that Sunspot's involved with Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media in just a couple of minutes. So just hold on for that. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you'd like to be part of the show. We are talking about grilling tonight, putting meat on fire. If you happen to be a non-meat eater, what are you grilling? You got some eggplant? You got some zucchini? Asparagus on the grill is wonderful, by
Shrooms.
The way. Mushrooms, of course. Marie Rose Ekberg from Make Music Madison is here. Marie, are you a griller? Do you like putting meat on fire?
I have a grill at my house that somebody's loaning me, and I've used it a total of one time to grill out some fish, and it was amazing. But, you know, Make Music Madison keeps me busy for a lot of the warm days. So in July, I'll start grilling out.
After Make Music Madison. Fish is complicated on the grill, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I put it in tin foil, and then that helps out a lot.
Grilling fish rocker.
I love grilling fish. I have some great success with it.
I need to try that.
Yeah, maybe we'll get to some of those tips later on.
Okay.
Hey, Jimmy, Make Music Madison is a free citywide day of music held annually on June 21st. It's the longest day of the year. It initiated in Madison in 2013, and Make Music Madison is part of the larger Make Music Day, an international summer solstice music celebration occurring in thousands of cities across the globe. So if your band or business wants to be a part of the event, there are some very important dates coming quickly. And tonight in the studio with us is Make Music Madison's director, Mary Rose Ekberg. And she's going to fill us in on how to participate as a live music host or a musician. Mary Rose, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having me, Rocker. I appreciate it.
Did I said your name wrong earlier. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hey, you know, it's a complicated name because it's two words and it's, you know, yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm so used to it, I don't even notice it anymore.
And I'm an idiot, so that's okay, too.
Thanks for having me, you guys. I appreciate it.
And now, Mary Rose, just in case there are folks out there who aren't yet familiar with Make Music Madison or Make Music Day, just give us a little bit of background on this event.
Absolutely. So the event is a little over 40 years old worldwide. So it started in the 1980s in Paris as Fête de la Musique. So it's really about celebrating live music in your community. Here in Madison, this will be our 11th year. And we encourage anybody and everybody who plays music or is interested in playing music to get outside and just join us on the summer solstice and play music. So, you know, we try to make this as accessible as possible. You don't have to be a professional musician. And we even have opportunities for people who just want to show up with like a kazoo or, you know, a bucket and just like play along. So, you know, you can do whatever you want.
You know, Art Paul's in, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He shows up somewhere every year.
What did we have on the show last week, Jimmy? It was a kazoozophone.
Yeah, it was Will.
It was like a kazoo, but it had a big trumpet end on it.
That's cool. See, there's a kazoo parade this year that My Arts is hosting. So if anybody wants to join in on the kazoo fun.
Wow.
Such a happy instrument.
We're a kazoo city. Who knew?
Yeah.
So what's the latest news right now with Make Music Madison?
Yeah, so we are at about 404 shows booked currently. Our goal is 500. Registration closes this coming Thursday, May 25th. So we're trying to get as many people, you know, performers and venues as possible to register before then. And then we'll still have until early June to finalize those shows. We say June 1st. There is a little bit of wiggle room. So if anyone out there is trying to use a deadline as an excuse to not participate, that is not an excuse. You can still do this. I will help you make it happen. So so we're really just trying to meet that goal and get like every neighborhood involved this year.
I feel like we need like one of those, you know, on the telethons where they have the big countdown board or the count up board. As far as we need like what, 96 shows, right?
Yeah, we need 96
shows. We need to book 96 shows right now.
Yeah.
Get a hold of Marie Rose Ekberg from Make Music Madison and make that happen. Yeah. 96 shows, Rocker.
Call in. What's the phone number? We'll ring a bell.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
Signs up.
844-967-2789.
Yeah, and if you know a place that should be hosting that isn't, contact them and tell them to just host music anywhere and everywhere in the city on this day.
Bring a friend. It's just like voting.
It's for the kids, after all.
Yeah, this is about celebrating our community and getting out and being together.
Now, for someone who wants to host a stage, or hook up with a stage to play. How does this work? I know there are some important deadlines coming up we're just talking about, but there's also kind of this site where everything gets all married up on there.
Yeah, so we try to make it as easy as possible. We have what we call a matchmaking platform. So anybody who wants to host, they register as a venue. Anybody that wants to play registers as a musician, and then they can search for each other and find one another. You can search, like, you can limit your, you know, your filter to say, oh, well, I'm looking for a performer that can play between 4 to 8 p.m., or I want, like, this genre of music. And performers can search for venues based off of, do they provide electricity? Do they provide a PA? Where? What neighborhood are they located in? So, you know, and this is all free. It doesn't cost anything to participate or sign up. We even provide marketing materials, so like banners and yard signs and posters. And we take care of all the permitting, and we work with the city to make sure this is, you know, compliant with everything, and to promote it to the alders and make sure everyone knows this is going on. And we even provide tip buckets. So performers and venues, we encourage you to, you know, solicit donations for the musicians, like help them get some support on this day.
That's awesome. You know, I'm sorry, Rocker. I was just going to give a personal testimony here. When I was booking the Make Music Madison stage for Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media, the site was super easy. So I was able to go on, search for either a specific artist or look for an artist who had a block of time open that I was trying to fill. Mm-hmm. Super user friendly, super easy. And I heard from the musicians that is super easy for them as well.
Now, my follow-up question was, how does the website work? Permits, costs, tip jars? But you didn't get to other Wisconsin cities Make Music Days. Like, there's Middleton and Wanakee. Yeah, are there any others?
Milwaukee. There's 17 different chapters, Land O'Lakes, all over the state. And really, everybody does it a little bit different. So here, we try to push and get as many venues as possible to promote. But in some communities, they're really pushing like one more focused group activity, or they do like 5 to 10 different things. So everyone, that's the beautiful thing about this day, is you can make this whatever you want to make it, which is how it's end up, you know, now there's at least 17 chapters, I think maybe 19 chapters in Wisconsin now. There's 120 chapters across the country. So,
wow.
And every community tailors it to themselves.
We have a big share.
Yeah.
of the total you said, and how many are in Wisconsin? That's a pretty good participation.
Yeah, so nationwide last year, there were 1,200 performances at all the chapters, and we accounted for 470 of those performances.
Wow.
So Madison is the largest participant in this. New York also has a huge major chunk of shows.
Yeah.
But I want to break 500 this year, and I'm hoping people can help me make that happen.
500. We only need 96 shows right now. 844-967-2789 or makemusicmadison.org.
Wait, is there one calling now?
Wait, we need more phones. 844-967-2789. Okay, so Max Inc. Radio is hosting a stage outside of the brand new Civic Media Studio, 202 State Street. I'm really excited about this lineup. It's Eddie Berth starting at 3 o'clock. We got Sunspot playing after that, and Dana Perry closing out up until 6 o'clock. So three powerhouse Madison bands, Eddie Berth, Sunspot, and Dana Perry. And like I said, booking this show was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. So
It's easy to do, isn't it?
Off the top of your head, is there any shows that you're really excited about or any venues that you're excited about?
Yeah, so there's a lot going on, obviously, and every year I try to get around to as many as I can. But this year, a few big highlights for me is we're running for the first time ever something called a neighborhood main stage, which I developed to try to encourage new communities to participate. So we're hosting, in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club, a stage at Penn Park from noon till 8 p.m. And we have the Cash Box Kings opening up that day, blues band.
Wow.
We've got... Xander Aneem, who is like an R&B songwriter, hip hop artist. We have Orquesta Sazol de Mod, which is like a huge like salsa Latin band.
Yeah.
And we have Mad City Funk. So we've got a funk band.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've got all sorts of stuff going on that stage. And then downtown on the Capitol Square this year, one of our media partners, Fox 47, is hosting a space on King Street, and they're going to have a ukulele group, a salsa band, and and the Racing Poles is an indie rock band that's closing that out. And then, of course, you know, there's all sorts of unusual places. Like there's a balcony that we all know who hosts a wonderful balcony on the east side every year that always has awesome shows. And then there's a ton of parks. I always recommend people like look at your local park and see what's going on. That's a really great place to just like walk over, because a lot of parks are hosting music as well.
Well, this is amazing. June 21st is Make Music Madison Day here in Madison. Make music all over the world. Celebrate the first day of summer. Catch bands performing all around the city. MakeMusicMadison.org. Mary Rose, thank you so much for coming on tonight. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Rocker. I appreciate it.
Thanks for everything you do. And remember, 96 shows, Rocker. We need to do it right now. We need this phone to ring, 844-967-2789.
Pledge a stage. Come on.
We'll do some Eddie Burf here in just a couple minutes. Right now, let's do some Dana Perry. Everything is moving on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Direct the scene.
hits local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Would you hold me now? Would you hold me now? I feel your shadow. Have we broken down? Would you turn around? I won't be here tomorrow. You don't need me weighing down. You don't need me to see you that out loud. Would you hold me now? Would you hold me now? I feel your shadow. Have we broken down? Would you turn around? I won't be here tomorrow. You don't need me when you're down. You don't.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Eddie Berth and his song Shadow, like that song. Dana Perry before that, of course. Those two plus Sunspot will be on the Max Inc. Radio Civic Media Make Music Madison stage on Wednesday, June 21st. This is our little stage on the, right on the corner of State and Dayton Street. Stop by to see the new studio and hear some great music as well. Coming up in just a few minutes, we got a double dip of Old Soul Society to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. Terry Barr will check in with some bar notes, and Beth Keeley stops by next hour to tell us the dirt about the new Beth Keeley Band CD and the release parties coordinated with that. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison: Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Mask intruder, anybody? Yeah, I think so.
Ever since I first saw you, I knew you were the one for me. I just want you to know how I feel. That's why I'm standing here.
Us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. SpaceX and Axiom had a successful launch about an hour ago at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Engines full power. And lift off Falcon 9. Go Axiom.
It is the second privately funded flight to the International Space Station. Commander Peggy Whitson is leading the mission. The crew will spend about 8 days in orbit. President Biden says there's progress, but Republicans have to compromise if the U.S. wants to avoid default.
Now it's time for the other side to move. from their extreme positions because much of what they've already proposed is simply, quite frankly, unacceptable.
CBS's Christian Benavides tells us what happens if Congress misses its crucial debt deadline.
Economists say a default could send stocks plummeting, increase interest rates for credit cards and mortgages, and even send the U.S. economy into a recession.
Stock futures retreated slightly today as traders monitor those debt talks. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we...
To the